Hello, happy heads. I hope you're all doing well. I'm talking about emotional intelligence, right? And somebody yesterday asked me a question here on the post via email. So he said, well, when it comes to practicing emotional intelligence, how do we do it? So how can you practice empathy? Okay, let's talk about that. Here are some areas that you should perhaps focus on. First of all, get to know people better, such as their background, their interests. By people, I mean those around you, your coworkers, your supervisors, your employees, your friends, your family members. And you can do this with one-on-one or in a less formal or situation, maybe a lunch, a dinner, or just hanging out for the evening, if it's your family or a friend. Now, before rushing to judgment, and this is the part that is really takes training and practice, before running to judgment and critique, take a time out until you're composed, until you're over the emotional reaction that action or reaction from that other individual has created, okay? And then have all relevant data. I think that that's going to help you in your job, at school, at home, with your spouses, with your children. Have the data, have the facts in front of you. Don't let the emotions run your response, okay? And then listen more and talk less. Wow, this is something that is hard for me to do, and because we are so used to be asked questions and we have the answers, and we want to replay. But anyways, listen more and talk less. That's another suggestion in increasing the practice of emotional intelligence, really. Develop your self-awareness muscle. And one way I do this is through journaling, writing down. Well, in my case, I do video journals in my cell phone. You have an app to record videos, create a folder, private password that's only you, and then keep a journal, keep a video journal. It's the easiest way because you don't have to sit down to write anything. You just speak to the camera, record it, and then the past 2 or 3 days, go back and listen to it. Watch yourself acting, watch yourself showing empathy, watch yourself expressing, you know, with your face and the use of words. So do that, and then get some feedback from people. Don't be afraid to ask. Don't be afraid to ask how they feel about the way you approach a given situation. And that could be done after everything is settled, you know. Then say, listen, how do you perceive my reaction emotionally, logically, in any way to the issue that we had at hand that we discussed? Ask others how they are doing when your gut is screaming that something is wrong, something is off. Okay, don't be afraid to approach people and ask, but how are things doing? And most likely you will get, oh, things are going okay. Oh, yeah, it's fine. But you know, follow that gut feeling and perhaps, you know, just let the individual, your friend, your son, your daughter, your mom, your dad, whoever you deal with, your coworker, your supervisor, your employee, know that you can see things, perhaps, you know, that may give you the initiative to ask how they are doing. And to do this, by the way, the next thing is to be genuine. Be genuine. and even a little vulnerable. You're still going to be a little bit vulnerable without breaking the boundaries within the professionalism or the situation, your role as a supervisor, as an employee, or as a son, the mother, the father. But be genuine. Empathy, when it comes to emotional intelligence, empathy increases happiness, teaches presence, and foster innovation, collaboration, cooperation. So again, you do this, and this is going to develop in every relationship, because empathy increases happiness, teaches presence, and foster innovation, collaboration. Okay, I hope this helps you to continue learning about EQ, emotional intelligence. This is Dr. Will, and remember, it is your head. So keep a happy head.